K-State Nation history is upon us. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer on recording on this Wednesday morning, December 4th, 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football all the way to mental men's track and field. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. As this historical episode coming out tonight, not right away, because I told you guys yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's episode, I'm doing women's basketball postcast in chronological order because I did not, because of the news with the newest women's soccer head coach, Colin Corbin, that had a cold first. I mean, I could put this up first, but instead, this will come out later on this evening. So there you go. So if you're listening to this evening, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. And tonight, myself and Alex Aiden will be, on the Podbean app, which I will discuss later. All right, so get right on into business here. Ayoka Lee, all alone, on top of the board, baby, and as the leading K-State scoring leader in women's basketball, achieved last night in the third quarter. That's another awesome defensive performance, as along with that, knocks off Eastern Illinois 90-43. And this is the second consecutive game, at least for the K-State defense is concerned, women's basketball, is that they hold their opponent under 45 points. They did this just a couple of days ago in their other game against, now I can't remember who they played the last game, but 39 points the previous game. You hold Central, Central Arkansas 39, and then last night, you hold down the fort, it's Eastern Illinois 43, but the story of the night, obviously, Ayoka Lee needing what, 13, yeah, she needed 13 points exactly to tie it, Kendra Rucker in 6:49 in the third quarter, easy bank shot, to get the K-State scoring record there, 15 points in the night, 7-10 shooting, making her final 7 shots on the night there, including that record layup with 6:59 left in the third quarter there, 2,336, and hey, we're only in the beginning of early December, that is going to continue to pile up, and with today's age of the transfer portal, and everything else like that, NIL, that money maker, right? That's probably not gonna get touched. as long as Ayoka Lee, again, I've mentioned this throughout, and we all know the history, right? We've seen the highs and lows, right? Ayoka Lee, the 61 put down OU. Woo! That was something else. This podcast was a part of that, right? And now we're a part of. We have been, of course, I talked about Aaliyah Carter last week on the podcast, right? This podcast started when Aaliyah Carter was a freshman. I believe this podcast started in the same time frame with Ayoka Lee as well. So we have seen it all. The highs, lows, the struggles, whatnot, getting back on the floor. And man, just great. And the standing ovation, the teammates hugging, all that. That was wonderful. Wonderful to see. That's a journey. It's a long-ass journey for these athletes, right? But for Ayoka Lee passing Kendra Rucker, who recently had 2,333, now it's 2,336 and counting for the record leader. Woo! It's just gonna get. I don't think it's gonna get touched. I'm probably speaking out of turn. Maybe not. But again, with the day and age of college athletics now. I don't think that it's going to take, you're going to have to take, it's going to take someone who really loves K-State or it's like being around teammates, Ayoka Lee, you know, coming back. She could have easily, went on to the WNBA, obviously, but that didn't happen, right? So again, it's the culture of K-State. You hear it every single time. Family, you know, all the teammates, right? You know, the relationships and everything else like that. So again, this podcast, the journey. We've seen another historical moment this year. And it's this time it's Aoki Lee on the women's basketball front. So definitely we've been blessed to see two great women's athletes on this side of, on case of women's sports on this side of the coin achieve some huge goals there as well. Let's see. So now Aoki Lee holds a career scoring average just under 20 points a game. Career games of 40 or more points to most career games with 30 or more points, 14. Most points scored in a junior season to 727. And of course, I just mentioned that 61. Yeah, the NCAA Division I, Big 12, and school records points in a single game put down against OU a couple years ago. So we've been part of it all, man. It's not done. It is not done yet, obviously. Obviously, K-State's basketball team has bigger goals than that. No, it's awesome for Aoki Lee to do that, to achieve that, especially at home, in front of the home crowd and whatnot. But moving forward from it, not trying to put some rain showers on it, but again, this team, again, they have an opportunity to do something really big once we enter into the 2025 campaign. It's the Pearl Project Podcast. Oh, thanks, K-State Sports. Aoki Lee has the scoring record of women's basketball last night. Another dominating defensive performance, by the way, by this team, by her teammates, as they beat Eastern Illinois 90-43. Others in the mix there, Zionna Walker, who got credit for the assist for Aoki Lee there, hitting that record, 16 points, 10 assists, and she got her first double-double. So overlooking that a little bit, seeing that, yeah, she got credited with the historical points there, Zionna Walker, first double-double. That's hard to believe. I thought she got one last year. Probably not, because she came out, she was the sixth lady off the bench. But yeah, it's hard to believe. Wow, that's awesome. So that's a double-double for Zionna Walker, 16 and 10 there. Taryn Sides, 12 more points for her. She had a big night against Central Arkansas the previous night. Kennedy Taylor, another double-digit night in the points department. As well, in this case, they bench. Again, 36 points last night against Eastern Illinois there as well here. Let me see something. Yeah, Aoki Lee, backing up to her real quick, 112 career game with 10 or more points. And now Lee has scored in every game of her Kansas State career. That should be no surprise right there as well. Let me see. So, Jeff Mitty, I'm picking out something here to wrap up this postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Aoki Lee is sitting all alone in first place, the all-time scoring leader in K-State women's basketball history, and it's only December. That is going to continue to pile up as we go along here. And I am going to, speaking of legacy, Jeff Mitty, we're going to pick this up. To wrap up this podcast, and rightfully so, Jeff Mitty, head coach of women's basketball program of K-State, talks about Aoki Lee's legacy here, and he says this, quote, "We should appreciate what all these athletes have done in their era because the game's different. The game's changed. Kendra Rucker, in my book, is the greatest athlete to come through here, and so they're both terrific players. I think there's the assumption because Aoki been here an extra year that she has so many more games, and that just isn't factual. We lost games during a COVID season, and she certainly lost games with injuries. So for her to do it in 122 games, a very similar number as Rucker, is just a tribute to both of them. How great of players they are! Both are at K-State legends, and Aoki still has some ways to go here, but certainly it was a special night to get it done, and glad to get it done." So I think Jeff Mitty's like, yeah, man, a sigh of relief there. Like I just talked about, this day and age, and yes, Rucker, obvious. I didn't see her. I didn't even know anything about her until coming to K-State years ago now, but yeah, she was different in her era. Aoki Lee, she's obviously, her legacy is going to continue to grow from here on out, obviously, and with everything still on the table for not only just for her, but for her teammates, as for her team as well, coming there and talking about expectations, right? Football, they didn't meet those expectations. We will dive into all that in the offseason. On the football side, anyways. But for this particular team right here, I mean, again, individually, you know, the trials and tribulations of Ayoka Lee. I just talked about Aaliyah Carter on the volleyball side. I keep mentioning those two, but particularly, you know, coming back for extra years and getting, achieving more, adding on to their legacy, okay, right? So, I mean, I can easily pull an episode out between these two, and precisely because of what they've done for their respective programs there as well. But last night there, but for sure, I'm sure Jeff Mini has more in his mind moving forward for winning games and being competitive in the Big 12 and trying to, and they're obviously Ayoka and her teammates, Serena Sundells, Anna Walker and company, Kenny Taylor's, the Tamara Poindexter's of the world, Serena Sundells, Taryn Sides, I can go on and on, the list goes on and on, right? That you want to achieve, the ultimate team goal is to try to get that Big 12 championship. This team, again, if Ayoka Lee can stay fresh, healthy on the court here for throughout the 2024-25 season, it could definitely be an opportunity that could happen. So again, we know the Big 12, obviously, from both the men's and women's side of things, are the toughest conference in the nation, the best conference basketball-wise in the country. So, but yeah. So again, big ups to Ayoka Lee. Shout out to her getting the K-State scoring record all on the first place. And that lead is going to continue to grow there as she and the Cats take down Eastern Illinois easily 90-43 last night in Bramlage Coliseum. And let me see here if I can pull up what they got next here going on. So, K-State, so tomorrow night, we're recording this on Wednesday morning. So, tomorrow night, so K-State's had three games within a 5-day span. Damn. K-State back at home against USC Upstate tomorrow night at 6:30. It'll close out the three-game homestand at Bramlage as well. We'll be talking more on the Podbean side of things later on this week with myself and Alex. Women's sports, obviously, we'll focus on one episode on women's sports, particularly with women's basketball and volleyball as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to recording more K-State bonus coverage over on the Podbean at Greer 380s Podcast with myself and Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Greer 380s Podcast, G-R-I-O number 380ID, apostrophe S podcast for more coverage there. So if you're not, you don't have to Podbean app. You might want to get that right now and subscribe to that channel because we're going to have some fresh content for you heading in for later on this week and heading on in to the weekend. That's going to wrap this up with this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, Ayoka Lee, number one in the scoring department all time at K-State women's basketball as Kansas State, 12th ranked Kansas State, easily defeats Eastern Illinois 90-43. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer saying, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all next time.